Shalom to all. Today's office called up Kofi Yud Gimel. We're talking about the fourth line with the word base vein. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Barsh Mem Sarabas Miyaka Moshe Harnish Amash and Havan Aliyah. So we just learned that when multiple pieces of meat are being salted together, none of them are bilei blood from each other because they're too busy being pilate, and all the blood drains out the kli and everything's fine. Now Ravad said that that's only with blood, but juices are different. Therefore, if a piece of kosher and non-kosher meat were salted together, the juices from the non-kosher meat do go into the kosher meat, asering it. So I think Mara tells Mesfei, we have a brass that tells us Dug Tahar Shemochim Dug Tame, a kosher and non-kosher fish that were salted together, mutter, it's mutter, meaning the kosher fish is mutter. Now my love shu shnei meluchim, is that referring to where both of them were salted? So we clearly see the juice from non-kosher fish do not go into the kosher fish. Mara says, that's not what the brass is referring to. Kigon Shaya Tahar Moliach Vatame Tafel. The brass could be referring to where the Tahar fish was the salted one, whereas the Tame fish was Tafel, it was not salted, and that's why the Tahar fish is fine. As in Mara Hakusev Ham Tony Seifa, the Seifa the brass tells us, and we're actually going to be reading the parentheses, skipping the first two words, Haya Tahar Moliach Vatame Tafel, that if the Tahar fish was the salted one and the kosher was not salted, we have to add in the word mutter, it's mutter. Remember, that's the Seifa. Mechlal Duresha, that's Mashma the Duresha the brass saw, Bisha Shnei Meluchim Askinon, is talking about where both of them are salted, and still the Resha says that the kosher fish doesn't have a problem. Because I see when the kosher and non-kosher are salted together, the kosher one is okay and is not by left from the non-kosher one. It says the Gemara, no, Perushka Mefarish. The Seif of the Braisa is explaining the Resha. The Resha tells us, Tarsha Molchem Dog Tame Mutter. We have a kosher and non-kosher fish salted together. A kosher fish is mutter. Ketzad, what's that referring to? So here's the Seif of the Braisa, Shahaya Tahar Molech Vatame Tafel, that the kosher fish was assaulted and the non-kosher fish wasn't salted. And it's actually logical to say that if you want to say that the Resha of the Braisa is referring to where both of them are salted and still the kosher fish is okay, well, hasha shnei meluchim shari, now that you're saying that both of them are salted, still the kosher one is permitted, well, tahar meliach v'tami tafel mibaya, if only the tahar one is salted but the kosher one is not salted, you wouldn't even say the kosher one is okay? Of course it's fine. So it must be that really the Seif of the Braisa is simply explaining the Resha, telling us that when only the kosher one is salted, it remains fine, but that's mashma, that if both of them are salted, including the non-kosher one, then the kosher one does absorb aser flavors. It says the Gemara, not a raya, imishum hala iria, if it's just because of that, wouldn't have a proof, because we could say that Tana Seifa legluye Resha, the Seifa of the Braisa, as well as just a revelation of the Resha. In other words, we could understand the Resha the exact opposite, like we just suggested, namely, delaytema Resha tar melech v'tame tafel, don't say that the Resha is only referring to the case where the kosher one is salted and the non-kosher one is not, aval shnei meluchim aser, but that if both of them were salted, then the kosher one would be aser. Therefore, Tana Seifa, tahar melech v'tame tafel, that's why the Seifa Dafka teaches us that the kosher one is salted, non-kosher one wasn't salted, mechal de resha, that's mashma, that what's the resha referring to? Shnei meluchin, that both of them are salted, vafilu hachi shari, and even so, the kosher one remains kosher, because it didn't absorb from the non-kosher, and so wouldn't have a raya from here, because we really have two valid understandings of the brisa, each that are the exact opposite of each other. We continue attempting raya, tashma, mi seifa de seifa, take a look at the very end of the brisa. What does it tell us? Avol ma yatame melech v'tar tafel, let's say it's the other way around, that the non-kosher fish was salted, and the kosher fish was not salted, usher, then the kosher one is usher. Now that's mashma, the tam muliach v'tar tafel, who the usher? It's only if the non-kosher fish is the salted one, and the kosher fish is not salted, so then it's usher. However, hashnein meluchin shari, that could tell us that if both of them were salted, then the kosher fish remains kosher, because it doesn't absorb any non-kosher juices. Says the Gemara, not a raya, I tana resha tahar muliach v'tame tafel, tana nami seifa, tam muliach v'tar tafel. It could just simply be that the seifa is being taught atu the resha, since the resha, meaning the early part of the braisa, tells us about the kosher one being salted and the non-kosher one not being salted, so the seifa teaches us the opposite case of the non-kosher one being salted and the kosher one is not salted, and so we can't make any diukim from this last case. Says the Gemara parentheses, simin brisa demarcha nafkusa, we continue with the number of dinim from Shmuel. Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, ein abasar yetzim de damai, meat doesn't leave its din of having blood in it, which means we can't consider the meat being free of blood, elam kein melcha yafa yafa medicha yafa yafa, unless he salted it very well and washed it very well. Is a whole discussion among the farshim, how much salt needs to be used, how long it needs to be sitting in the salt, how well it has to be washed off, but the general idea is it needs to be salted and washed off very well. Now Itamar Seder of Hunamar, he tells us melech mediach, it should be salted then washed, and Masisatan and Braisa was taught mediach umelech mediach, first washed then salted and washed. Well, there's no machlekes hada chale betavcha hada lechale betavcha. Rav Huna was talking about where the butcher already washed it, so once the customer bought it, all he has to do is salt it and wash it, whereas the Braisa is referring to when the butcher didn't wash it, so when the customer buys it, he has to first wash it, then salt it and wash it again. Rav Dimon Arda, Malchle Milcha Galanisa, Rav Dimon Arda, he would salt meat with Galanisa salt, which is very thick, umenapetzle, and then shake it off. And there's a machlekes how to understand this. The basic way is that since his milcha galonisa is very thick, so there's a lot of blood absorbed into it, therefore the meat needs to be shaken off before washing it, as opposed to with thinner salt, you just wash it off right away. You don't have to shake it off beforehand. Now, Rav Sharshi, he tells us, wouldn't have a halachic presumption, a chazaka, that there's blood in the b'nei me'ayim. Namely, if the b'nei me'ayim, the insides of the animal, were cooked without being salted, we say that that's okay because we wouldn't assume there's blood there. Now, Tirgma, the explanation of what the b'nei me'ayim is, zakar kashta, referring to the rectum, ume'ayo, and the stomachs, avahadrikanta, which are a certain part of the intestines. Rashi actually uses the word entrail, which is like entrail, and that basically means the insides or part of the intestines. Continuing, Amar Shmuel, he's the next member from Shmuel, ein menichem basar meliach, el gabi kli menukev, no placing meat while it's salted, except for on a kli that's perforated as holes, that way the blood can drain out. We've already mentioned this. Now, Rosheshes malchle garma garma, Rosheshes used to salt one piece at a time. Now the question is, trema time aloy, why didn't he salt two pieces at a time? Mishum de parish mehayu balahai, is that because the blood leaves one and gets absorbed by the other? Well, chad nami parish mehayu giso balahai giso. When you say that by one as well, the blood is going to leave one side of it and go into the other side. El loishna, really there's no difference. You could salt two pieces of meat together, no issue. Here's our last member, Amr Shmuel Mishum Ruchia, hashayr mafrakta shal behema kaidim shetetz nafsha. If a person breaks the mafrakas, which is basically the neck bone of the animal before the animal fully dies, meaning it's after shechita, but the animal could still be alive for a little bit, and he breaks the neck bone, hareza machmeres habasar, it makes the meat heavy, v'gazal sabrius, and it steals from people, umhavli adam bevarim, and it causes the blood to be absorbed into the limbs. What does this mean? So we know that right when the animal is shechted, its body pushes out tons of blood, and the animal actually gives like a sigh or a groan, and that expels tons of blood. However, the person breaks the mafrakas before the animal died, so that sigh, that pain that was caused to it, prevents it from giving that sigh, that groan. Mimela, a lot of the blood stays inside of it, gets reabsorbed into the meat. That's machbid the basar, makes it heavy. And the reason why it's gazal brius is because now that he's selling this meat by weight, people think they're buying a pound of meat, but really, a lot of that is blood that shouldn't have been there in the first place. However, we further clarify this. But that's as follows. What exactly is he saying? Machbid es habasar v'gazal sabrius, making the meat heavy and stealing from people. Mishum demavli adam bevarim, because extra blood is soaked into the limbs. Is that the understanding? But that would be mashma, holiday shapir dami, that if he's not selling it, he's just eating the meat himself, that's okay. Or dilma, maybe liday nami asur, that it's even asur for him to eat the meat, because since his extra blood is absorbed into the limbs and the meat, it's not able to come out properly by salting, and therefore even he's not allowed to eat it. The Gemara concludes, teku. Onto another mission, I continue to discuss basar b'chalav, hamala so'ayfe magvina ha'shulchan. If a person brings a bird, fowl, F-O-W-L, that type of meat, with cheese on a table, ain't over b'leisase, it's not over loisase. The Gemara tells us that's mashma, that ha oichloi over b'leisase. If a person eats oif with cheese, then he's over loisase. Shma mino, basar oif b'chalav d'iraisa. It's mashma from here, that oif with milk is asur d'iraisa. We're going to see machlokes about that in this very next Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, not a right, because emu, we could really understand the Mishnah as saying as follows, hamala so'oif magvin al shulchan, einoi bali de loisase. That if a person brings up oif with cheese at the same table, he's not even going to come to be over loisase, because even if he ends up eating it together, that's not a loisase, so it's not an issue. On the next Mishnah, continues discuss basar b'chalav. And over here, it's important to remind ourselves of something that we have mentioned before, and that is that the pasuk mentions the isra basar b'chalav three times. It says, loy sevash al gadi b'chalev imay, do not cook a gadi, a goat, in its mother's milk, three different times. We learn three different isurim from here. It's asur to cook it together, asur to eat it, and it's even asur to be nena, to benefit from basar b'chalav. So we discuss this further. The Mishnah tells us, basar behema tahira b'chalav behema tahira, asur levashal v'asur ba'anad. Meat of a kosher animal with milk of a kosher animal is asur to cook, and it's asur to benefit from, and of course it's asur to eat. However, basar behema tahira b'chalav behema tameya, basar behema tameya b'chalav behema tahira, mutar levashal mutar ba'anad. Meat of a kosher animal with milk of a non-kosher animal, or meat of a non-kosher animal with milk of a kosher animal, is perfectly fine to cook and benefit from, because anyway, one of these things is asur to eat, so there's no isur of cooking it or benefiting from it. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, chaya v'oif einu min ha-tayra. There's no isur da'iraisa of chaya, non-domesticated animal, and oif, bird, with milk. Why is that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lois v'ashuk di b'chalev imay, gimel pa'amim. It says it's three times. Prat l'chaya u'l'oif u'behem etmeya. That excludes three things. Non-domesticated animal, bird, and non-kosher animal. The only things that are included in the isur of basar b'chalav is behema, domesticated animals. Now, Rabbi Gliimer, he argues and says, lois v'ashuk kol nevela, don't eat any nevela, v'nemar. And in the very same pasuk, it tells us, lois v'ashuk di b'chalev imay. What do we learn from here? Esra asur mishum nevela, asur l'vashel b'chalav. An animal that's asur to eat, if it was nevela, would be asur to cook in milk, and that would include chaya as well. However, aivsha asur mishum nevela, yachol yeh asur l'vashel b'chalav, a kosher bird, which would be asur because of nevela if it wasn't shechted properly, you would think that it's asur to cook in milk. So, tam leimar, to that we say, b'chalev imay, in the milk of its mother, yatsa aivsha ein lay chalav eim. This excludes birds that doesn't have mother's milk, because birds don't produce milk, and therefore there's there's no Isser of Basar B'chalav with Eif, according to Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. However, Chaya, he holds that there is an Isser. Ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that Basar B'chalav applies to all kosher domesticated animals? So Rabbi Lazar, he says, Omer Krakos, the Pasuk tells us, Vayishlach Yehuda's Gedi Ha'izim, and Yehuda sent the Gedi Ha'izim, which literally means the young goat of the goats. What do we learn from here? Kofir Gilma is on top, Kan Gedi Izim. Over here, it specifies that it's a Gedi Izim, a young goat of the goats. Now, it's Mashma, Ha, Komer Gedi Stam, that anytime the Pasuk says the word just Gedi, then Afilu Par Rachel Mashma, that's Mashma, even a para, a cow, or Rachel, which is a female sheep, also called a ewe, E-W-E, and that's Lois Vashel Gedi Bachalevimoy. It just says plain Gedi, Mashma, all domesticated animals. Ask more, why not say the opposite? Vilelef Mine, let's learn from here. Let's learn Gzer Shava, that just like the Gedi by Yehuda is Gedi Izim, so to any other time the Pasuk says Gedi, it means only Izim and not other animals. And the answer is that no, Ksiv Krachmina, we have another Pasuk that tells us, Ves Iris Gedi'e Ho'izim, and the skins of the young goats of the goats. Was referring to when Rachel dressed up Yaakov to trick Yitzchak into thinking that he's Esav. She put the Iris Gedi'e Ho'izim on him. Now, Kan Gedi'e Ho'izim, over here it specifies Gedi'e Ho'izim, Hakamakam Shenemer Gedi Stam, that's Mashma. Anytime it just says plain Gedi, like in Lois Mashma Gedi B'chalevimai, Afil Pav Rachel Mashma, that's even Mashma other things, not just Gedi. So we're asked the same question, V'leil Fmine, why not learn from here to all places that Gedi means just Gedi and not anything else? And the answer is that no, Havalush thinks of Mabam Ke'echad. There's two psukim that are coming as one, meaning it's two psukim teaching us the same exact thing. Anytime we have two psukim teaches us the same thing, we can't learn from there to anywhere else, because why do we have to have two psukim? We should just have one. Therefore, we can't learn to anywhere else. As we're fine, Honi Chomad Amar Im Lamdin, that's good according to Mando Amar, that when we have Shnei Mabam Ke'echad, we can't learn from there. El Mando Amar Lamdin, Michael Amar, but according to Mando Amar, that we could learn from there, so what are we able to say? Why not learn from these two psukim? Anytime it says Gedi, it means just plain Gedi and not anything else. And the answer is because Trei Miyutei Ksivi, there's two Miyutim, Izim, Ha Izim. We have the extra Hey of Ha Izim, and that tells us that it's limited to just these psukim, and therefore when it just says plain Gedi, that means other animals as well. We've been discussing Rav Shmuel, he tells us Gedi, the one the Pasuk says, Lishvashel Gedi, Bachalev Imai, that's the Rabbis as Hachelev, as including Chelev, meaning forbidden fats that we know that are usher to eat. If Chelev was cooked with Chalav, ours is also going to be Iver for Basar B'chalav. And we're going to continue talking about this at the end of the Amud. Also, Gedi, the Rabbis Hamesa, that includes a dead animal, meaning it wasn't Shechlet, it's Nevela, wasn't Michai Basar B'chalav for that, even though there's already an Isser of Nevela. Furthermore, Gedi, the Rabbis Shlil, it's coming to include a Shlil, which is a fetus found inside the mother's stomach. There's an Isser Basar B'chalav with that. And Gedi, Lohoitzias Hadam, it excludes blood if blood is cooked with Chalav. That's not considered Basar B'chalav. And also, Gedi, Lohoitzias Hashilya, Gedi is excluding a Shilya, which is the afterbirth where the placenta, if that's cooked with milk, is not a problem. And also, Gedi, Lohoitzias Atmea, the word Gedi is excluding Atmea, a non kosher animal. The only Isser of Gedi B'chalev Imai is that which the Gedi is permitted to eat. But if it's not permitted to eat, so then there's no Isser Basar B'chalav. Furthermore, B'chalev Imai, what do we learn from here? V'loi B'chalav Zachar. Now, with milk from a Zachar, if you have a mutant bull that happened to have developed udders and it has a little bit of milk in it, that milk is not in this Isser of Basar B'chalav because it has to be able to be a mother, and this bull can't be a mother, so therefore there's no Isser. Also, B'chalev Imai, what does that teach us? V'loi B'chalav Shchuta, not in the milk of a Shechted cow. We've already mentioned this before, that if the cow is Shechted and afterwards they squeeze the udders, taking milk out, that's not Usser Dairaisa. Maybe Darabon, but not Dairaisa. And lastly, B'chalev Imai, V'loi B'chalev Tmeya, not the milk of a Tame animal. Nothing more asked on the first part of this. Hatlas Gedik Sivi, it says the word Gedi only three times in the Psukim, Vanan Shisa Darshinon, and over here we're learning six different things from the word Gedi. How's that possible? So our answer is, don't worry, because over Shmuel holds Isser Chal Isser, the one Isser is Chal on another one. Now, just to pause for a second, this is the first explanation of Rashi. However, he asks a question, and based off of that, his second explanation is that we actually take these words Isser Chal Isser out of the Girsa, and we just continue with the following words, V'Isser Chalev Umesa Michad Kronafki, the Isser that Basar B'chalav applies even when Chalav is cooked with Chalev, forbidden fats, or with a dead animal that wasn't Shechted properly, it's Nevela. Those are actually learned out of one Pasuk. So Dam Nami Lav Gedi, Vishulyanami Pirsha Ba'almahu, blood is not a Gedi. And the Shilya, the afterbirth of placenta, that's just Pirsha. That's just something that's expelled from the animal. It's considered extra, and that's not Gedi either. So that actually doesn't even need a Pasuk to tell us that there's no Isser Basar B'chalav. Hashalu Treis, turns out we still have two words of Gedi left over for Drasha. And so that's fine. Chad the Rabbis is a Shlil. One is including a fetus that's found inside the mother's stomach. There's Isser Basar B'chalav there. And V'chad L'mutim Behema Tameya, one is excluding a non kosher animal. So really, we have the three Psukim for four things, because again, two are learned out of the same Pasuk. So nothing more asked. So Shmuel Isser Chal Isser. Does Shmuel really hold the one Isser is Chal and another? It's Mashma from the first Drasha regarding Chelev and Mesa that there's an Isser Basar B'chalav that Isser is Chal Isser. Remember, what does this mean? That's when we have one Isser, which is already in existence, and now you're trying to come and tack another Isser onto that. So let's just take the first example. We have the Isser of Chelev. It's already Usser to eat these forbidden fats, and now a person cooks milk with them, and now you want to say that now we're adding on the Isser of Basar B'chalav, but that's Isser Chal Isser. We're trying to tack one Isser onto another. another. By the fact that Shmuel says that there's a chiyuv over here, it must be that he holds that Isser Chal Isser. Now, the problem with that is that Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Elazar, that's the proper gear. So Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Elazar, the Minayin Lekayin Tamei Shachal Truma Tamei, She'enu Misa. How do we know if a Kayin who is Tamei, who ate Truma, which is Tamei, he's not Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim, even though we know that a Kayin who is Tamei, who eats Tahar Truma, is Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim, but if he's eating Tamei Truma, he's not Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Umesu Bai Ki Chal Luhu. And he's going to die through it or because of it, because he was Mechal and he profaned it. What do we learn from here? Pral Azud excludes this, Shemachul El Sve Medes. It's already profaned because the Truma is already Tamei, so the Kayin is not considered like he profaned it by eating in a state of Toma. And so we see that Ain Isser Chal Isser. And since we already have an existing Isser of the Truma being Tamei, we're not able to tack on another Isser of the Kayin himself being Tamei. What do we do with this? So we have three different answers. Either we can answer that Ba'alma Isser Chal Isser. Really, Shmuel does hold Isser Chal Isser. It's just the Shani Hasim. In that case, the Truma is different. Demiat Rachmanu Mesu Bai. The Torah has a Miot. It specifies that he's going to die through it. That's only when he's Tamei, but not when the Truma is Tamei. Ibaisim, alternatively, we can answer the other way around. Ba'alma Kasavar Shmuel Ain Isser Chal Isser. Really, Shmuel holds that Isser is not Chal Isser. Vishani Hachan. Our case of Chalev with Chalev is different through Rabbi Rachmanu Gedi, because the Pasuk has a Reboy, has his extra word of Gedi, and so that's why Dafka here Isser is Chal Isser. Ibaisim, another answer is Hadi Dehad Rabbe. One is his own Shita, one is his Rabbi's Shita. This member that he's quoting, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, that Ain Isser Chal Isser, that's Rabbi Elazar's Shita, but his own personal Shita is that Isser is Chal Isser. Another question, Bamineir of Chad Rabbi Army May Rav. That was a big machalik, if it's really Rav, maybe it's Rava, maybe it's Rabba. Either which way, Rabbi Chad Rabbi Army asks this question, Habashwa Chalev Gedi Shalai Hinika Mahu. Let's say cooked meat in milk of a goat that had not yet nursed. In other words, this goat was nearing the end of its pregnancy, so it already started developing milk. However, it never actually gave birth. What's it in? Do we say that since the Pasuk tells us, Bachalev Imai, that means it has to have been a mother already, meaning it has to have given birth, and this one didn't give birth yet, or maybe it just has to be able to give birth, and this one is about to give birth, that's why it started developing milk, and therefore he would be chayav for Basar Bachalev. So our Malay, he responded to him, is Shrichal Shmuel Memer Bachalev Imai Vlei Bachalev Zachar. Since Shmuel had to tell us above, the Chalev Imai tells us that only in a female's milk and not in a milk that was produced by a male. What do we learn from here? Zachar hu deloy asil chal aim. A male doesn't even come to being a mother. There isn't a possibility of a male animal having a child, even if it happened to have developed udders. Aval hai, but this one they're talking about, kim de bal chal aim, since it's in the category of a mother, it could be a mother, and it's actually about to be a mother, usser, so then its milk is problematic. And continue to discuss the case from above. Itmar was stated, hamavashal chelev b'chalav. Chelev, these forbidden fats, were cooked with chalav, with milk. So Rav Amir Rav Asi, they argue about this. Chanam, one of them says, loika, a person gets malchus for basar b'chalav. Chanam, we're in a loika, the other one says he doesn't get malchus for basar b'chalav. Now we're suggesting, lehim hakamifically, let's say this is their machlokes. Demandamar loika, according to the one that says he gets malchus, kasavar isser chal isser. He holds that one isser is chal, another isser. Even though we already have the isser of chelev, we could still tack on the isser of basar b'chalav. Whereas Demandamar ain't a loika, the one says, no malchus, kasavar ain't isser chal isser. He says, no isser chal isser. Therefore, we only have the isser of chelev, no isser of basar b'chalav, so he doesn't get malchus for that. Says Gemara loy, that's not necessarily the explanation. It could be the kulialmo ain't isser chal isser, that everyone agrees isser is not chal isser, and really achilu the kulialmo pligi deloy laki. No one argues, meaning everyone agrees, that in regards to eating this chelev and chalav, he's not going to get malchus for eating basar b'chalav, because again, ain't isser chal isser. Keep pligi, so what's machlokes abishol, if there's a chi of malchus for cooking it together. Madamar loyka, the one who says he gets malchus, that's because chadisuruhu, it's only one isser. Since there's no isser of cooking chelev, the only isser that we could possibly have regarding cooking over here is basar b'chalav. The basar over here is the chelev, so that means there would be an isser of basar b'chalav to cook the chelev and chalav, and that's what you'd get malchus for, because again, it's just one isser for cooking. Whereas Madamar ain't loyka, the one who says he doesn't get malchus, why would that be? Because l'hachi apgar achmanu l'achil b'lashon bishol, it's specifically for that reason that the Torah Asher is eating basar b'chalav, but it uses the lashon of bishol, and that's to tell us kuf yudalam raf on top kiven da al achilo l'laki, since he's not going to get malchus for eating in this specific case because ein isser chal isser, so bishol nami l'laki, he's not even mechayev for bishol. Ve'kedamri, and some say that it's exact opposite. Abishol kol yam loy pligi d'laki. Everyone agrees that he does get malchus for the bishol, because as we just said, there's only one potential isser of bishol here. That would be cooking chelev with chalav, as he's chayev for the basar b'chalav aspect of that. Whereas kipli, what's machlokes a'achila? He's going to get malchus for eating basar b'chalav. Madamar ain't like according to one who doesn't get malchus to ha'in isser chal isser, because isser is not chal and isser. Whereas the madamar like the one who says he does get malchus, why would that be? That's because lahachi apkar achmana la'achila b'lashon bishol. It's not for this reason that Torah asers achila, but uses a lashon of bishol, kivin da abishol laki, since in this particular case he's going to get malchus for the bishol a'achila nami laki. He's also going to get malchus for the achila, even though there's already an isser Basar of Chalev, still we've somehow found a loophole or have kind of gotten around that because of the Basar B'chalav aspect. Alternatively, we have told a different answer, Mar Amar Chad or Mar Amar Chad of Leplegi. Each one is addressing one aspect of this and they're not arguing. The one who says gets Malkus is referring to the Bishal aspect. The one who says doesn't get Malkus is referring to the eating aspect. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.